Hello and welcome to Full. Again, we're going to go through the gossip column today and find out a bit more about what's been going on in the world of football. Just have to say, I'm very aware that we keep talking about Manchester United quite a lot, but where else to start? Manchester United. So the Manchester Evening News and a few sources on Twitter, he probably just copied the Manchester Evening News, have actually said that the board of Manchester United actually have now come round to Jose Mourinho's way of thinking, and he's been told that he'll have more signings delivered and he doesn't need to sell to buy. So it finally looks like a manager calling the Glazers out has led to dividends. So we're just gonna have to wait and see who's coming. Obviously, people are thinking Alderweireld's coming and a wide player's coming, so whether that's Willian, we don't know. But going through the BBC gossip column today, England defender Harry Maguire is keen on a £65 million move to Manchester United, but will not force his departure. Leicester are reluctant to sell. That to me just says if United want him, they've got to pay over the odds. I'm indifferent. I think Alderweireld's a better player. Moving on to other clubs, yes, they do exist. Jordan Pickford is set to be offered a new contract to Everton as they look to confirm the long-term future of the 24-year-old goalkeeper. I know he had a good World Cup, but I don't think that he's Chelsea standard, to be honest with you. I think Courtois is definitely Chelsea standard, and Courtois is a better goalkeeper than Pickford. You know, Pickford had a great World Cup, though Courtois was named the best keeper at the World Cup. So I'm a bit unsure about that. I'm actually unsure whether this story is actually true, but it's what's being reported. David Luiz wants to stay at Chelsea, which you can understand him wanting to stay there. He obviously massively fell out with Antonio Conte, but before that was, you know, a very sort of expensive. So I wouldn't say sought after, but he was an expensive defender, so I'm not surprised he wants to stay and fight for his place. Speaking of Antonio Conte, there's rumours that he's going to AC Milan. Now, this is what I don't get about Italy, is that you do see a lot of young managers given the chance, but also Gattuso, who is one of the young managers given a chance, is getting a chop. He's an AC Milan legend and he's going to be replaced by a Juventus legend. So it's essentially like Steven Gerrard managing, well, maybe not Steven Gerrard, but let's say somebody like Xabi Alonso managing Manchester United. It's just a weird thing to happen. But in Italy, you know, when in Milan, do what the Milanese do. So, moving on, Bayern Munich boss Niko Kovac says that Robert Lewandowski is staying. Fair enough. Apparently, he was linked with United. I wasn't too keen on him, but obviously, a quality striker. Napoli are interested in signing Darmian. By all accounts, Darmian is absolute garbage. So, if Napoli want to give him some money for us, then that's fantastic. But it's a loan to start with and then an option to buy at the end of the season. I actually, you know, think Darmian's been given a bit of a rough ride. He gets a lot of stick. You know, and he has been involved in some bad displays. I mean, anyone signed by Van Gaal didn't tend to be a great signing, but you know, good luck. Real Madrid have made Chelsea an opening offer of 100 million for Courtois and Willian. Courtois 26 and Willian 29. 100 million. I think that's very, very ambitious to think they'll get him for that amount of money. I think Courtois alone, if Alisson is worth 65 million, Courtois's got to be upwards of 80. And Willian, well, you know, Barcelona were looking at paying 55 for him. So 80 plus 55 is 135. So I think 100 is very, very ambitious if they're thinking about getting that. Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino has played down suggested Spurs re-signing Gareth Bale, so he should. I don't think he would go back there and would cost an arm and a leg. So that's all we've got time for. Let me know your thoughts. We'll keep doing these gossip column updates to keep you in the loop. So from me, bye bye.